This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for February 4th. I'm Paul Plack. The NTSB has approved a final report on Continental Connections 3407, and it makes 25 recommendations to the FAA. The FAA responds that much has been done already, and that it will soon propose new federal rules to prevent pilot fatigue and further improve training. Colgan Air says the pilots of 3407, quote, had repeatedly demonstrated they knew what to do and yet did not do it. We cannot speculate on why they did not use their training in dealing with the situation they faced, unquote. The NTSB says a Beechcraft Duke twin that crashed last month in Alabama had reported engine trouble and was found missing the right engine's number one piston with a 5x6-inch hole through the crankcase. Florida Senator Bill Nelson says America should continue funding space exploration to expand the boundaries of our knowledge. Texas Congressman Pete Olson calls the new Obama budget a crippling blow to America's human spaceflight program. NASA this week awarded $50 million in space development contracts to private companies. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has announced a restructuring in the F-35 office to provide increased oversight. The Lancair Owners and Builders Organization says its flight training programs will qualify owners for insurance through Chartis. Airbus has increased its list prices by an average of 5.8%, effective immediately. If you refuse a body scan at Heathrow or Manchester, you'll be denied boarding. And a 28-year-old CFI is being credited with the miracle on the turnpike. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Brent Blue of ThroughTheFence.org tells us two specific things we can all do to stop the FAA from closing off airports to hangar homes. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.